Our first question this week comes from Marcus Gonzalez via Twitter. It says, JT, Antonio Smith mentioned firing the head coach is like throwing in the white towel. How will Sperano motivate the team to keep fighting? Well, this is a very easy question. No one's throwing in the towel. The Raiders haven't even played any division games yet. And Tony Sperano is a true professional. So he comes in here as a coach who's fighting for his reputation. He's an interim coach. He wants to prove to Mark Davis and the entire league that he's one of the better coaches in this league, and he has everything to gain if the Raiders play at a high level over the next couple of months. So I don't think they're throwing in the towel at all. I think that the Raiders had to make an obvious decision. Next question comes from Dennis Martin, who asks, will DJ Hayden ever develop into a starting and healthy cornerback? Well, we all hope so because he was drafted high in the first round. And he was drafted to be a star in this league, not to be a serviceable defensive back who comes in on third down. Reggie McKenzie took him because he believed he could eventually be not only a starter in this league, but an elite player. A Raider Eric asked via Facebook, besides the game, how was the trip to London? Let me tell you, this was the greatest trip I ever went on in my life. It was absolutely outstanding. I got a chance behind the scenes to see how the NFL interacts with NFL teams. And if the Raiders get an opportunity to play there again in the near future, I hope they jump all over it. The global Raider Nation was present everywhere, from the NFL rally on Regent Street to game day when those Raider fans were waving the flags before the game. It felt like a British soccer game and the Super Bowl. And that's right, I mentioned the Super Bowl because I believe that London could eventually host a big game, let alone host an NFL team year-round. The fans get it. They showed up early. They were in their seats right there to the end of the game, and they couldn't have been more hospitable to every Raider fan that I saw throughout the week there. No matter if I was at Abbey Road, if I was at the Tower of London, we were there at the beautiful Buckingham Palace, and everywhere where I looked, there was a bus that was going by that said, the Raiders are coming, and there was silver and black all over the city of London. It was a great trip. I can't wait to go back. Thanks for joining us this week at AskJT. Remember, via Twitter, Facebook, keep those questions coming. Hashtag AskJT. Enjoy the rest of the bye week, and I'll see you up in Oakland as the San Diego Chargers come to town. And make sure you tune into my podcast every week at Raiders.com. And at iTunes. I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.